Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. Chip is a longtime 8-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Founder of the Chip Bell Group, the co-author of so many books, including Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, including, Managers to Mentors, that's another one, and on and on. Wired and Dangerous, that's one of his new ones, but his brand spanking new one that he's the author of, that he's so proud of, and I'm proud of it for him. Sprinkles, Creating Awesome Experience Through Innovative Service. Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always wonderful to be with you.
It's good to have you here. You know, yes, last time you were here, Chip, you introduced us to the concept of kaleidoscope service.
Exactly.
And I like that topic so much, I wanted you to take that and help us take that to the next level. Tell the audience, where did the idea come from? And
well,
remind us about that.
It came from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, I watched the Super Bowl halftime show along with 140 million people.
Right.
And watched Katy Perry on that big glass line singing Hear Me Roar, and then
right.
on a pedestal swinging around the
right.
Arena with the fireworks going off in the background,
mm-hmm.
and it took that to get people on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 140 million people, there's a good chance that's probably some of our customers.
Right.
And so it, armed with that kind of history, background, image, that they're expectations for the sparkly side of the experience are going up. And so that's sort of the backdrop is, 120 million people have seen a Cirque du Soleil
mm-hmm.
performance, which is, awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole focus around service, I think, we need to bring some more kaleidoscope experiences that have many features. That is, you get to be in, you get to be inclusive when you are using a kaleidoscope. You get to, it always changes. It's never the same.
And it sparkles. And it kind of sparkles. It reflects.
It sparkles.
It reflects
all kind
light.
Of great
it catches,
things that are associated with it. And
it
I think
catches your eye and your attention.
It does. And using it in a way that adds to that customer's experience, adds to that memory, and causes them to say, I want to go back. I like that experience. I stayed at the beautiful Fairmont Penn Pacific Rim Hotel in Vancouver about 2 weeks ago, and I walked into the room, beautiful room, all chrome glass, very
right.
ultra modern, and it's just absolutely breathtaking. 21st floor panoramic view of the water right downtown Vancouver, but they had put on the desk a box of pickup sticks. Old-fashioned pickup stick, a yo-yo in its original, an antique yo-yo
wow.
in its original box, and a kaleidoscope. And
wow.
I thought, what creativity, because it was such a great contrast with the chrome and glass of the ultra-modern room.
The high-tech and the low-tech.
It made you feel like the room just kind of reached out and gave you a big welcome home hug.
Right.
And that's the experience that I'm talking about is, what can we do to add to the experience that will create that feeling that says, this is cool, this is different, this is unique, I'll tell people about this?
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, there are two elements to this, in my opinion, as I think about where I've been treated like that or where they missed the mark in having an opportunity to do that. Two elements of this, it seems to me, I want your thoughts on it. One is just the original creativity of it. Somebody had to come up with it and have the courage to do it. And then the continued daily, hour after hour execution of it by your people.
Absolutely.
Because just coming up with the idea and launching it is one thing, but if you can't perpetuate it, then it's a one-off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because now you have a standard, you have an expectation. But I think if you have the right kind of leadership and organization that empowers people to come up with those kind of creative ideas, you know, Disney has their pixie dust teams where they always are looking for new clever ways to add pixie dust to the guest experience, and they share those not only with each other in a local property like Disney World, but throughout the world in all of their theme parks. And so you've got everybody rewarded and affirmed for coming up with these little things that they do that make it different. And so I think it starts with that kind of leadership that celebrates that uniqueness, that empowers people to deliver that uniqueness, because that way you have, as you say, the continual pipeline of new ideas coming in. Leadership is fundamental to how we create a culture that drives that kind of ingenuity in the way that service is delivered.
So could we say to someone, okay, folks, if you're wondering about why customers aren't coming in or aren't coming back or business isn't as good as used to be and you're tempted to blame it on the economy, when you walk in your business or hire somebody to walk in your business and look for things that sparkle.
Look
for people, not just things, but look for people and things in your organization that reflect light, that catch your attention, that sparkle, that stand out, that are memorable. What is there about your businesses like that?
Exactly. I think today people, they like good service. They come back for good service, but they don't talk about good. You don't call up somebody and say, guess what, I got good service at this mm-hmm. retail store.
Mm-hmm.
No, we talk about it when it's different. We talk about it when it's unique.
I've got a family that I know that's in the distribution business. They sell stuff. I mean, they sell commodities. It's about as boring as stuff. They sell tools and parts and things like that, right? But years ago, the employees are all having a good time. They're teasing their customers, and it's like a theater. And years ago, I heard someone say, "You guys should charge admission for people to come and watch you guys." You know, and they're wearing T-shirts. They're greasy.
Exactly.
But that's what somebody said about them.
Yep. And they're probably passing that kind of attitude on to their customers.
They sparkled, didn't they?
Exactly. I
like
mean,
a kaleidoscope.
I buy a lot of my.
Hold on,
hey,
Chip. Hold on to that thought. I got to a quick break. ChipBell.com, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. Quick break. The new book is called Sprinkles. Stay with us. That's all about pharmacy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.